The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jared Parker. Purdue visits Minnesota on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll open up the call for questions.
Yes, thank you all for having me again. Obviously came off a tough second half last week against Penn State. A tip of the hat to Coach Franklin and his staff and their players for the job they did in the second half. And you know, there's disappointment for us in how we came out of the locker room and executed. But you always have to humble yourself and just put out there what a great job they did. And moving forward, we'll continue to keep on pressing our players how we have to continue to expect greatness and expect getting better and play with great effort and continue to move faster and give, again, our seniors and our captains and all our players a better opportunity to win, but also a better belief in who they are and the college experience they want to have, not only over these next 4 weeks, but their futures. So we've got a tough task ahead of us in playing two opponents back-to-back the first 2 weeks of this deal. And another big challenge now is we go to Minnesota with Coach Clay's done a great job having them ready to go. They're 6-2. They've got a great defense that is only giving up, I think, 22 points a game and an offense that's scoring 32 points a game. They do a good job creating turnovers and do a great job on defense, and they run the football on offense and are really good in special teams. So we got our work cut out for us again this week, and on we go through the Big Ten. So thank you, and I'll open up and take any questions.
Thank you, Coach.
To ask a question, press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we'll conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Christopher Heidel, Herb FM Radio.
Hey, Coach. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
Doing great. Let's talk about the first two games between you took over the team a couple weeks ago. Have you seen a difference in the players getting ready for these two? I know you had a tough loss last week against Penn State. You had them on the ropes until the second half. What did you see with your players so far?
Well, I tell you what, I've been very open with the changes we've made, and again, with the respect for Coach Hayes on what he's did for the players in here, but you know, change did happen. So in that, we have seen a tremendous amount of change and went through a lot of changes, some little, some big, and our players have taken it and run with it and really embraced a new belief and how fast we move during practice, a new belief in how we have to step forward to become a winning program, and all those things, you know, and we're still working on the part of continuing that belief when things get hard, you know. There's been no question we've came out of the locker room and played a very, very strongly and played at a high level, especially the first two quarters of each game, and then we've had some issues and kind of sputtered out in those things in the second half and all those things, but we're, you know, the kids have really bought into a lot of change and really embraced it, and we're certainly hoping to keep on working on them and give them all we've got to help them become who they want to be.
Right. And you're taking on Minnesota this week on the road. First thing is, how's the weather up there?
Well,
and
no.
Secondly,
yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. And secondly, what's the three keys for you guys to pull out a victory?
Yep, good questions. You obviously always in November headed up north further than where we're at. You always are concerned with what the environment will be, but knock on wood, we're at about 75 degrees and sunny here today, and going to be a warm week, and then up there for game day, it's looking like it's going to be 60s and sunny. So weather won't be an issue as far as the ball and all those things and cold weather. And then the second part of your question, you would say the three keys for us will be a continuing belief that we can go up there and play winning football and get our guys playing hard and let effort not be the issue. The other two keys are going to be pretty simple. We're going to have to stop the run and find a way to battle them against their run game, and then on our offensive side and kicking, we're going to find ways to execute and give ourselves some short fields and good chances to go get the ball in the end zone to answer back to what they're going to do to us.
Yeah. Well, Coach, good luck this week and safe travels.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number one. Your next question is from Eric Olson, Associated Press.
Yeah, Jared, you know, having taken over the team after being a position coach, you probably got more of a big picture view of the program now. Not that you didn't before, but maybe now you really do. You talk a lot about belief. I mean, just how beaten down is the players or the program mentally, and how big of a chore is that to try to build that back up?
Sure. There obviously has been issues in being able to win games and having a belief in doing those things over the last 3.5 years. and now you're right in the fire of that. It's something that you knew was there, but the perspective certainly changes and the responsibility of it changes as my job title changed. That's the number one thing that we're attacking and that I'm trying to push to attack. That's never a short process, you know. And the tough thing is you know, with that comes a need for success. And some of those come in small doses that they aren't always winning, but winning is the biggest piece that allows you to get over that hump. You know what I mean? And for us, I think moving forward, it's always a factor because there has been a lot of bad feelings and things of bad results on a football field. So as you do that, it starts to kind of equate and become very heavy on your shoulders, both as players, coaches, and everybody. And it's my job to just make sure these guys are still having fun playing a kid's game and get them playing hard and believing in something bigger than themselves and that they can have great things happen to them. And then those things will sooner or later begin to happen.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you all very much.